So mention Zion Sivov. The Machaber says that's also if someone makes cheshbonos about financial things, things that one's not allowed to discuss on Shabbos, even if it's something that happened already, if it's still negel ma'isa, like to figure out how much to pay the workers, that's a problem to speak out. Cheshbonos about these things is dabar davar. However, once the workers are paid, and now you're just trying to figure out about things in the past that aren't really relevant to anything anymore, then it's mutter. So it depends if it's still relevant, then it's also, but if it's not relevant at all, then it's called cheshbonos shamabakach. And it's mutter. If cheshbon is no longer negev for you, but they're negev for somebody else, they'll still be also the cheshbon, because cheshbon is not mabakach. It's relevant for somebody. The Mishnah brings Lashon Rambam, the cheshbon is no tzarech, it's mutter the cheshbon them. For example, Kamba saw tfu haylon b'shan planes. How many saw of tfu do we have in a certain year? How much money do we spend on our son's chasna? How many soldiers for the king over here? All these things are sicha b'telish imbem tzarech klal. And the Magen Mishnah says the Rambam is, he's hinting to us, even though technically Atzadav David's mutter, but you should avoid it because Sicha Batelo. Because Sicha Batelo is not appropriate for Echet. It's not prado, it's not relevant. And the Marashah also says even during the week, Tam Chacham shouldn't be busy talking about these things. It's Mashav Leitzim and Tzbetot Torah. Siv Zayin, one can tell his friend, do you think you could be by me in the evening? Even though his friend understands, it means he plans on hiring him in the evening to work for him. Since he didn't speak it out, that's fine. It doesn't make a difference if it's a friend or if it's a guy. You just say it in such a way that you think he'll be with me later on, think he'll be with me in the evening after Shabbos, that's okay. As opposed to say, Hayei noch ani mila erev, be by me in the evening, as a statement like that, that's considered beferish, and that's considered dir mamish, that is asr as davar davar. Sivchas, the Mechaber says, the one can tell his friend that I'm going to a certain town tomorrow, or come with me to a certain town tomorrow, even though that town is Avotchum. Says, no way you'll be able to go there on Shabbos, your friend will be able to go there on Shabbos. Since theoretically there's a way you'd be able to get there on Shabbos through Burgenim, if there be guards' huts, or any house, guards' huts like the minimum size of a house, every 70 Yamas, so you'd be able to get there. You know, now on Shabbos, obviously there's no way to construct Burgenim to get you to that place, but since theoretically through Burgenim, through there being guard houses, guard huts, every 70 Yamas, you'd be able to get there, it's not considered Dabar Dover, it's not considered Dibur Shal Isser. Anything that is any way that technically could be done by Ifan Heter, you can comment to your friend, you can do it tomorrow, because it's not something that's also to do on Shabbos, therefore it's not also to speak about Shabbos, because there's a way that's mut to do on Shabbos, even though practically that's not the way you're going to do it tomorrow. But since theoretically there's a way to do it by Ifan Heter on Shabbos, you're allowed to talk about it on Shabbos. To do it now, you can't do it, you can't even tell God to do it for you now, because right now, there's no Burgenim, it's Avotchum. Right now, it is Osir. But since theoretically be away, so there's just no problem with Davar Dover. As long as you don't mention hiring a person to do it tomorrow, because once you're discussing hiring, Schiris, that's really a problem with Davar Dover. It's really a problem discussing Mecha Chememke. Something that there's no way, though, it'll be able to be done on Shabbos, that you cannot discuss on Shabbos doing it the next day, even the Isra that would be of doing on Shabbos only Isra Drabonin. For example, some of those pears that are Muksa, Alvatchum, there's no way you'll be able to bring them today because they're Muksa. Whether Alvatchum or Inatchum, since the Mishbura speaks out, doesn't make a difference. Alvatchum or Inatchum. The point is, if you have Paris and Muksa, you cannot bring them today because the Muksa, you cannot comment to your friend that we're going to bring them here tomorrow. Since today there's no way you can do it because the Muksa, and that there's no way out of, no Burgen, nothing helps for that, that'll be also to talk about on Shabbos. As opposed to if it's Paris that are not Muksa, even if they're Alvatchum, you can discuss now, bring them tomorrow, because technically you'd be able to get there and back through Burgenim. And it's not the problem of carrying outside Shabbos and Shabbos, no problem, Dabba Dabba, because technically there'd be Mechitzas. If suddenly Mechitzas would appear, you'd be able to carry over there. But Muksa, which only is Drabbanan, that there is a problem with Dabba Dabba. Since there's no way you can metalto Muksa on Shabbos, you cannot discuss on Shabbos, be metalto tomorrow on Sunday, things right now on Shabbos and Muksa. The Mechaber says, also for something, Machshav Masechet Tchum, to stand by the end of Shabbos at the edge of the Tchum, that's obvious that the reason why he's standing there is because he wants that as soon as Shabbos ends, he can go and bring his parents to Muksa, to his home place, to where he's coming from. Because since it's obviously he's in Machshav Tchum, he's standing by the edge of the Tchum of 2,000 Amos, in order to do something he's not allowed to do on Shabbos, to bring parents to Muksa, that's going to be also the Machshav Masechet Tchum on behalf of that. The Ma'al says the one's not allowed to even talk to himself aloud and say, I'm going to do a certain thing tomorrow if it's something that's also to do on Shabbos. Agam is not talking to his friend, he's not talking to anybody else. He can't even talk aloud to himself. What he thinks in his mind is fine, it's here, but to speak it out, it's usher, even a person talking to himself. The Mechaber says that, Lagabi, that which you said, you can't be machshik b'sech etchum, that's only if you be machshik and etchum, do something that's usher on Shabbos, like to bring Paris and Muksa back here tomorrow or month of Shabbos, which is something now do on Shabbos. You cannot wait by the edge of Tchum by the end of Shabbos, where it's ever there. That's the reason why he's standing there. However, the Mechaber says you could stand by the edge of Tchum if you're in a rush as soon as Shabbos ends to get to the place the pairs are to watch them, to guard them. Because even today, if they be in the Tchum, you'll guard them. If they're burgundy, you'll be able to get there to watch them today. And if your kavanah was to machshich, just in order to guard them, and then once you're there, you change your mind and say, hey, I'd love to bring them back to my hometown instead of guarding them over here. So that's mutter. Since your kavanah in the hachshocha was for something that's mutter Shabbos, was for shmir to watch them. Now, you can turn around and bring them back after Shabbos, and even they're mechuber during Shabbos, and they're muksa, because they're mechuber l'karka. Since the reason you're machshik was chum, was for heter, was for shmira, and now you change the mind, and you decide after Shabbos you want to do something that we've been asked to do on Shabbos, to rip them out of the ground and bring them back. It's mutter since the achshocha was beheter.